I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by our producer tonight, Jack Stern, doing an amazing job, and I'm being joined by you, everyone listening all over North America. You could be tuned in on the free Odyssey app. You could be listening on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. You can also tune in on a smart speaker. How about this? The Los Angeles Rams, they scored a touchdown. A 75-yard drive. Baker Mayfield helped set it up. Cam Akers runs up the middle for a touchdown. And for a game that was 16-3, with a little more than 3 minutes left in the game, the Los Angeles Rams have finally scored. The game is 16-10. The Rams aren't playing for a damn thing. Their record is 3-9. Baker Mayfield just got to the team about 2 days ago. Had to come on and relief of Wolford. And this is where they're at right now. 16-10. And the Raiders, they're just trying to hang on to a hope that they can go on a run to still get into the playoffs. And, I mean, the way they've been playing all season long, they deserve to be home. And the Rams are just begging for the season to be over with. And so, obviously, we'll keep you up to date on Thursday Night Football as the game comes to a conclusion. Are the Las Vegas Raiders going to be able to put some insurance points up on the board? Or are the Rams going to have some type of miraculous comeback led by Baker Mayfield? Let's hope for the latter, because then at least things would be interesting. Let's see what Baker can do in his first game as a Los Angeles Ram. It still sounds absolutely weird to say. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's been a busy day, all day in the world of sports. Obviously, all of us finding out this morning that Brittany Griner has been released from Russia. At this point in time, if she has not already touched down on United States soil, she should be there by now, almost just about pulling up, having to stop in the United Arab Emirates. I'm sure that she is going through her physical if she has not yet done so already, and has probably already reunited with her wife, Sherelle Griner. And so they actually held a press conference earlier today about this situation, and President Joe Biden, he talked about the work that they put in to get her home. Take a listen.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie and her entire family and all her teammates back home. People all across the country have learned about Brittany's story, advocated for her release, stood with her throughout this terrible ordeal.
And it didn't necessarily stop there. There was a full acknowledgement of other individuals, a retired Marine, Paul Whelan. There was an acknowledgement of Paul as well from Sherelle Griner, Brittany's wife. And Sherelle took it a step further. They are going to dedicate a lot of their time and efforts moving forward to shine a light on other individuals who unfortunately are being imprisoned for just, I don't want to say unlawfully, people want to play word scramble, but people who shouldn't be in prison. And so Sherelle Griner, she said that they're going to work to get other people home. Take a listen.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today as we celebrate BG being home. We do understand that there are still people out here who are enduring what I endured the last 9 months of missing tremendously their loved ones.
Plenty of people. Absolutely. people who don't have names. There are people being released that we've never heard of. There are people being in prison that we've never heard of. Absolutely. Brittany Griner, to whatever degree you follow or don't, she is a person of note. She's a person of celebrity. That doesn't mean that this isn't happening to plenty of others, both being imprisoned and released. We don't know. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, Dylan, I'm on. Hey, man, what's up? I love your show, JR.
Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no, about the Brittany Griner thing. Let's see. I think your point of, like, we don't know what the special intelligence knows, and they know more than us. So you got to think that they're going to be aware of the situation more than us. For all we know, he could be working for us. You know, I mean, we've done that before.
Listen, for all, and I mean, we can go down 100. I can tick off 100 things of possibilities. What I don't think would necessarily happen, and that's not to say that it wouldn't, is that they just said, "All right, man, bye," and you know, just going to send him off to a vacation, or that they gave him a voucher to hit the beach, or that they said, "Sure, on the way out, do us a favor. Don't send guns to kill us." You know, I would think the government is a little bit more, competent than that, but probably not. So we can go through a million different permutations, but I would trust that they're smarter than that, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, no, I would hope so, right? But it doesn't help that the guy is kind of borderline famous. He had the movie. I'm pretty sure he's like the Lord of War or whatever. It's Nicolas Cage.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
So, like, people are aware of him. They're aware, you know, we're going through a war right now. He's not exactly for our side if we're releasing him, unless he is. But, yeah. There's also, like, she didn't do anything, and he did a lot. So why should she have to serve all this time? Because she didn't do anything, and he did a lot. That's backwards.
Well, This is the world that we live in, man. I don't think there's any surprise for anybody here. And thank you so much, Brandon, for calling from Seattle. She was used as a pawn. That's it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go back to Canada, Ontario, and talk to Jim. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Thanks.
Good,
you know,
good.
I'm kind of sitting here as a neutral because, I'm here in Canada. And I first want to say from all Canadians, we're really, really glad about her release. It's amazing that happened. And, you know, I talked to my wife about what I told her. She said to me, "Oh, that happened very fast, and it seems like the celebrity and money won out there and got her released very quickly, you know, and I think it's a lot of people not having a lot of knowledge about the other gentleman. You know, I hope he can hang in there, Mr. Whalen can hang in there, and, that's just kind of the feeling that kind of celebrity won out there when money won out over, you know, why didn't they, you know, the family of Mr. Whalen, why didn't they use that gentleman to barter his release earlier?" But like you say, we don't know the circumstances of all of it. So that's just kind of how I felt about it here as a neutral watching it. Oh,
yeah.
Money and celebrity won out first, but I'm really glad she got her release. Like, she shouldn't have been arrested in the first place.
Well, thank you, Jim. And the reason why she was arrested was because of her celebrity. That's it. I mean, if this is what Russia wanted, then this is what Russia got. I don't think that part is that complicated. 855-212-4CBS. Kim is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how are you doing?
I'm very well.
Well, you know, a Marine for 22 years and having this guy in jail, I think he should have been released before her. That's my feeling. You know, we always bring the man home. Always bring the man home. And I just think that he should have came home before her. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kim. I don't know how informed of an opinion that is. I certainly respect you and appreciate your service. you know as much as I do regarding the situation. I can understand you want to bring someone who served just like you home, but a matter of being first, I'm not so sure or certain of that. You don't know and I don't know. Chris is calling from Milwaukee on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on your show.
No doubt about it, Chris. What's up?
Hey, I was just concerned about releasing this notorious arms dealer. I mean, he's been known to give off, weapons to, that kills hundreds of people in Africa.
Yeah, all over the place.
It's just very, very disturbing, and then the current administration is very anti-gun. It just seems to go also against principles.
No, I think that is there's a massive conflation there. I'll tell you this, and I think you would know or understand this. I think there's a lot of badass, evil people that are walking the face of the earth already, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem of this world. We have a lot of evil people.
We do. We got a lot of evil ass filling the blanks that are on the face of the earth. And the last time I checked, I think a lot of them are free. You don't know who a lot of these people are. They could be in your neighborhood. They could be on the other side of the globe. They might have their finger on a button. There's a lot of evil ass people on earth. And so we can read the papers, or maybe not the papers. I think most people get their information now from the web. You can look at the news and you can look at the tweets and you can read the information from the entities of which you trust. We know there are bad people on earth. We know there are people who are ready to take advantage of other folks. And they climb the ladder. So whether they happen to be someone in your house with you or in your neighborhood, or whether they happen to be the local politician or the state politician, whether they happen to work for the federal government, whether they work for the government for the country next door to you or one on the other side of the earth, we don't know. The most and the best that we can all do is what we can do. And I think we can do it with a little bit of respect and a little bit of understanding and a little bit of empathy. We don't have to beat and tear other people down to highlight or elevate someone else. We do have power. We do have voice. We do have influence. How do you decide to go out and use it? Do you participate in your local governments, your federal governments? Do you go ahead and speak up with the platforms that we have? We got a lot of people who like to go on social media and complain and give their thoughts. But what are the real actionable items that you try to use to promote and move forward change, or to be an advocate for something that you're not a fan of? Tweeting about it or yelling with strangers on Facebook about it isn't enough. Like, what are you actually doing? Or are we just being angry to be angry? I think we can all do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of better, I don't know how much better the Rams are here. With Baker Mayfield in charge, they have no timeouts left. There's 15 seconds left on the clock. They're in their own territory. Are they in? How 23 what? Say again, Jack. They're back, and they have their backs up against the damn wall. And so it looks like the Rams aren't going to be able to walk away here with a shocking comeback victory unless Baker Mayfield has one of these superb Hail Marys left in him. What do you say, Jack? Is he going to get this ball down? They got 15 seconds, man.
I mean, JR, we were just talking about it during the break.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Anything is possible. You know, like, the Rams are the type of team that can surprise you. They can beat anyone on any given day. They can lose to anyone on any given day. I think Mayfield was slept on, and we just got our answer with the touchdown to Van Jefferson. So we've proven that I'm right.
The game is tied at 16 all. They're waiting for the extra point. Sean McVay is absolutely losing his mind. And correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, we're here doing a live show. Did the Rams not get an extra chance and an opportunity to continue the drive? Because was the Raider penalized for slapping a ball out of Mayfield's hands? Did you see that, Jack?
Yeah, I did see that. There was a holding penalty, and then there was a bad personal foul. The Raiders are going to Raider down the stretch. I mean, there's
that
death
was
taxes
a per-
and the Raiders
Slow down. He received a personal foul for slapping that ball out of his hand.
Yeah.
Thus elongating the drive.
Right.
There's some things you can't make up, but to your point that you just said, the Raiders are going to Raider. And they just did one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. Baker Mayfield has played with this squad, been a member on the team for 2 days, and what looks like will be a comeback victory. Extra point is good. 17.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
To 16. 10 seconds left on the clock. Baker Mayfield has to be feeling good. He is kneeling at the bench. Can't believe what is taking place. There's 10 seconds left on the clock. I'm sure the Raiders will take the approach of let's try every trick play in the book to get the ball into the end zone. Unlikely to happen. Just a ridiculous outcome for the Las Vegas Raiders. They're certainly getting what they deserve. Just a poorly run football team. No surprises there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a poorly run organization, just from all levels, we got some additional word in Baker Mayfield's headbutting his teammates with helmets. What a nut this guy is. We're going to talk about the Washington Commanders because they, Daniel Snyder, they're back in the news again for terrible reasons. We'll also give you an update on this game. The Rams currently lead the Raiders 17-16. 10 seconds left on the clock. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And guess what? It's official. The Las Vegas Raiders, I'm going to use a new verb here. They raidered. They basically gave this game away to the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams win a comeback victory, 17-16 over the Raiders, who had a 16-3 lead. The Los Angeles Rams, they improved their record to 4-9, and the Las Vegas Raiders, they fall to 5-8. Put a fork in them, they're done. You can take any playoff think or thoughts and you can just throw them out the window. Just pretty hilarious that one of the biggest plays of the entire game was Jerry Tillery knocking the ball, knowing that the Rams don't have any timeouts and he's trying to get the game over with. He's knocking the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hand, 15-yard penalty, free first down. And they were able to take that and go on down the field. Nuts. There's some things that you cannot make up. Baker Mayfield claimed off of waivers 2 days ago after being put on the wire by the Carolina Panthers. And here he is, game-winning fourth-quarter drive in his team debut. Baker Mayfield came in on the Rams' second possession of the game, and here he is. 855-212-4CBS. I didn't forget to tell you about them terrible Commanders. We'll get there. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Appreciate you taking my call tonight. This was a game that I wasn't super interested in, but, boy, I got really interested in it just because of the way Baker Mayfield played tonight. Probably knowing this might be his last shot to really prove that he could be a quarterback in the NFL. And what a performance by him there, you know, especially with all the injuries the Rams have had, disappointing season and all. But if I'm a Raiders fan, I mean, to me, I don't know. I think you might have to clean house. I mean, Josh McDaniels loses to Baker Mayfield being there for 2 days, lost to Jeff Saturday, who literally walked out of the ESPN studio and then kicked their ass a few weeks ago. I mean, I don't know where the Raiders go from here, man. I just they're going to be golfing in January, maybe looking for a new coach tonight.
Oh, well, maybe not tonight. They'll probably wait. Well, the owner is Mark Davis. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He'll probably wait through the end of the season. And thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. This was just a terrible ending. And you talk about Josh McDaniels. You know, if this wasn't the Raiders, I'd say, yeah, he'd be given the boot. He'd be right there with Nathaniel Hackett. He'd be shown the door. But you know what? Maybe Mark Davis is entitled to changing his mind. He can certainly say, oh, yeah, well, I know I said I want to keep him around. He may change his mind. This is just a disaster. This is why the Raiders never get anywhere. It starts at the top. The owner is just, I said it, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He's hiring people off of television. He's bringing in guys who, quite frankly, Josh McDaniels is a loser. If he's not here hanging out with Bill Belichick, what has he done? He's taken a job. He changed his mind. We've heard this from players in the past. He's not a leader. The players don't take him seriously. If the players don't take him seriously, if they're not organized, if they're not feeling good about winning and how they're set up, if they're not motivated, if they're not put together, why should anybody else be invested? 855-212-4CBS. Perry is here from Canada. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Perry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to listen tomorrow about how great Baker Mayfield is on all the talking head shows. That unsportsmanlike conduct, these guys are grown men playing football. He tapped the football out of his hands, and we're going to give him a 15-yard reward? Baker Mayfield out there politicking for penalties. Oh, my God. Baker Mayfield is probably the fourth best quarterback, you know, in his draft class. It's just ridiculous. I don't want to hear about Baker Mayfield. He headbutting guys without a helmet on, that's real smart. That should tell you how great of a quarterback he is. You ever heard of concussions? I mean, you ever heard about what happens to guys like who have concussions like down the road? Like, my God, I'm going to have to listen to this crap about Baker Mayfield's back. No, he's not back. He's trash. And the L.A. You know what? I'm just going to stop talking because I'm probably going on too long.
No, thank you, Perry. I appreciate you for calling from Canada. And Baker I'm sorry, Jack.
Oh, I was laughing. I thought Perry was funny. He was entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, he was okay. Baker Mayfield is actually speaking right now to the post-game show on Amazon Prime. And so we will certainly, as we continue on with the show, we'll hear from Baker Mayfield as he speaks, and we'll go in more detail of just what took place tonight, which was crap. Baker Mayfield completed 22 of 35 passes, 230 yards, in a touchdown in his Rams debut. It still looks absolutely ridiculous to see him in a Rams jersey. And who knows, we'll only see him in a Rams jersey for a few more games, and then he has to figure out where he goes next. Or maybe he's a backup, or maybe he holds the job, or maybe it's a competition. We have no idea. But Baker Mayfield must be like a cat. Just how many chances and lives and opportunities is he going to get? Maybe being paired up with Sean McVay will be a blessing for him after all of the coaches that he had to play under just in his time in Cleveland, just in his one, not even a year, in Carolina, and now playing in Los Angeles. 855-212-4CBS. We got Rich from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, hey, I'm all in on what you're saying about McDaniel. I think McDaniel saved Hackett's job tonight. because now he is undoubtedly the worst coach in the NFL.
Okay.
And you know, I was jotting a few notes down because I don't like the Raiders anyway. And I'm thinking, when's it going to crater? And to give Mayfield credit, the earlier callers are right. They got 6 third down conversions on penalties. Now, that's coaching, and that's the defense for the Raiders. 6, and then Carr throws an end-over-end lollipop inside the red zone for a pick in the first half. I mean, I've never seen a more poorly coached team in my life. And I was never a big fan of his with the Patriots, because you're right, he had all the tools and he got a lot of credit. And I got to tell you something, it's obviously not him. It was Belichick all along, but I thought Hackett was the leader in the clubhouse. I'm putting McDaniel in first place now.
Okay. Thank you, Rich, for calling from Chicago. I mean, you think about Josh McDaniels. He was sub 500 his time with the Denver Broncos, 11-17. This guy was out there beefing with Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler didn't like him, didn't trust him. I'm not going to take anything away from his offensive acumen while working with Bill Belichick, but I can tell you this. Everybody is not designed to lead, and that's the job of a coach. Unfortunately for the Raiders, I mean, even here now under Mark Davis, the son, under Al, or Al's son, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's like he's a dog out in the street chasing a shiny object. Just instead of actually going for substance, he needs to go for style. He has to go for comfort. He needs to step into reality of what his team is. He's blinded by name and fortune, and you're going from Gruden to McDaniels, and the Raiders already have a reputation for being the bad guys, the bad boys, the penalized dudes. And you know, even you think about what took place tonight with Tillery, he should have been penalized. You can't look at the guy. I think I don't play football, and I know it's a ridiculous idea, whether it's the first quarter or especially in the final possessions of a game, when everybody is rushing and the referee is standing right there, everybody knows they're trying to run the clock, and you want to be the idiot to slap the ball out of the quarterback's hands, you don't think you're going to be penalized? Maybe you can get away with that earlier in the game. Probably not, but that's one of the most blatant, ridiculous things ever. Man, I think on some other teams, he wouldn't play the next game. On some other teams, he might be given the boot. This is absolutely ridiculous that they were given a chance and an opportunity to come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you, Baker Mayfield is currently sitting and chatting it up with the media. I'll allow you to hear some words from Baker Mayfield. We'll allow you to hear some of the larger plays of the game as we continue on with the night. And yeah, I'm sure, as one of our callers mentioned, there are going to be a lot of people who are going, I told you about Baker, and now he's with a good coach, and let's see what happens with Baker. We have no idea what's going to happen with the man. But I'll tell you what's going to happen here next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You heard Marco Belletti give you the information. You heard me share with you the information. Tonight, we got a comeback that shouldn't have been a comeback. The Los Angeles Rams, Baker Mayfield being with this team for 2 days. They come back and they beat the Las Vegas Raiders. They were down 16-3. The Raiders basically gave this game up. Las Vegas is 3-7 in one-score games this year. Had two penalties on a game-winning drive. You had a holding call, and then you had a personal foul. Jerry Tillery knocking the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands, and that helped them push the ball for the game-winning score. It's just ridiculous. It's wild how there are certain teams that you know that they're going to stink. Like I told you, Baker Mayfield was here for 2 days. He just got off the stage with Amazon Prime, the post-game show. And I want you to hear what he had to say. He basically told us what we already know, that, yeah, I had to do a lot of learning. And I had to do it very, very quickly. Listen to this.
I was just telling Fitzy, you know, originally I was angry about having to go through so many coaching changes and learn so many new things, but that for sure helped right there. Just learning protections first and then just talking with those guys on offense about the, you know, the concepts that I like. And luckily I run a lot of them, and they put some good plays out there and put me in a good position to win.
Terrible. 3 minutes left in the game. Baker Mayfield takes him on what was a 75-yard drive, Cam Akers' one-yard touchdown run. And in the winning score, Baker Mayfield to Van Jefferson, a 23-yard pass, 17-16. Wild. And we know these are two teams now going nowhere. The Rams have a record of 4-9. Embarrassment, unfortunately. They went to the Super Bowl. All their key players are currently out due to injury. Thus is why we have Baker Mayfield out there right now. And in Las Vegas is 5-8. In the AFC West, they're nothing. Only the Denver Broncos are worst, running around with only their 3 victories. And so it's a hard knock life. This wasn't a game that I was excited to see. This was really a game that you only wanted to check out just to see. Just to see what Baker Mayfield was going to do. And even Baker Mayfield, I'd say he performed admirably. He did a good job for just joining the team. But the Raiders did what the Raiders typically do, and that's choke. There's a couple of things here, and I hope they're turning it around. I expect the Lions to be trash. I expect the Raiders to just be unorganized, which they were tonight. I expect the Chargers to choke. I expect the New York Jets to be an also-ran. There's just certain things you expect, and so here we go again with the Raiders one more time. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I shouldn't forget to mention this. I'm sure you heard today that there was just more news put out about Daniel Snyder and what a terrible job, you know, he does with the Commanders. At least he's in the process of selling the team, and you got Raiders that they're probably stuck with Mark Davis. Mark Davis probably feels like it's his birthright now to lead this team forward, that he needs to do this probably for his dad, and he's not doing anybody any type of good. I might as well mention, yes, I did. The Washington Commanders, Daniel Snyder, he permitted and participated in the team's toxic work culture. And he actually got in the way of that congressional investigation that they were looking into. Why the NFL decided to fine him $10 million. Why they tried to get him to take a boot and go away. This congressional committee also found that the NFL was trying to hush this up, trying to quiet this down so it doesn't or didn't get out into the public. And what are these issues? The same things we know already. That the Commanders are run like crap. They treated cheerleaders like a piece of meat. They had season ticket holders that they pretty much took advantage of or tried to sue them when times got tough, and that he's just garbage. And so here we just have another box to check as Daniel Snyder is hopefully walked out of the door. And I've brought this up before, and I don't know if it's applicable to Mark Davis, but if you want to talk about accountability to a franchise, NFL is different, NBA is different, NHL, etc. The fans don't make a whole lot of noise. They don't have that much influence because they still spend the money. They still show up. You think about other countries. The Raiders, man, people would be calling for Mark Davis to sell the team. The fan pressure would be there. Not here in the United States, and the level of accountability is not even there. Because how many owners just do terrible things or say terrible things or get put on the spot and they get forced to sell? Jerry Richardson with the Carolina Panthers. I just gave you an example. Daniel Snyder already putting his team up for sale. Donald Sterling forced into it. Robert Sarver more recently through his own actions forced into it. No accountability from the bosses, right? Fans and the players got a lot of influence. It's just a matter of how they decide to go out there and use it. And unfortunately, the Raiders are one of those teams that can never, ever get the hell out of their way. And quite frankly, I never expect them to. To be honest, if I have to think about who runs a worse organization, is it the Raiders or the Commanders? I don't even know how they would even stack up. It's crazy. When you have Roger Goodell, this was months ago. I think this is investigation number 4 or 3. I can't keep up with the Commanders. This man can't sell fast enough. Thank God he came to this conclusion and decision himself to hopefully let go of the team. Roger Goodell, months ago, said, man, I can't remove the guy. The other owners have to be the ones to try to get him out. Listen to this.
Right now, you keep saying you did everything possible. You're studying. You have to do more. Yes or no, are you willing to do more?
Yes, of course I'm willing to do more. I never said that we were going to stop. I actually said the opposite.
But you have the authority to recommend that Dan Snyder be removed as the team owner. Okay,
the gentlelady's time has expired. The gentleman may answer her question. Should Dan Snyder be removed?
I think I'm good.
Will you remove him?
I don't have the authority to remove him.
Well, those congressional hearings are always fun. Those are the same congressional hearings that Daniel Snyder pretty much tried to put off and refused to go to. He can't leave fast enough. Mark Davis for the Raiders. Man, the Raiders would be so much better off if Mark Davis was gone. Sorry, Shad Khan. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's also someone who cannot get out of his way. It's just a sad, sad situation. Baker Mayfield. He just sat up on Amazon Prime. We talked about him having to learn this new system. He also gave credit to this new offense that he has to work with. Take a listen.
I'm happy with it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to clean up just operation-wise.
Okay, Baker, expected. I'm going to cut you off. That was incredible what you just did.
Those guys were communicating with me the whole time. I mean, Brian Allen up front, those guys up front, talking about some of these run checks that we have here, and it's a little bit complex, but they were communicating the whole time, and we switched up some snap count during that, and they kept riding along with me and rode the wave, and so I got to love that. That's awesome.
There's going to be a lot of talk about Baker Mayfield and his return. I give it about 15 minutes before Derek Carr is up at a podium crying. Tonight, it was all about the run game. Josh Jacobs had 99 yards on the ground. Mac Hollins had a couple of runs, a big one, 17 yards. Derek Carr completed 11 of 20 passes, 137 yards, 2 interceptions. The Raiders can't, it's a shame. They really can't get any worse at this point in time. Baker Mayfield, thinking about his career, he's had his ups, he's had his downs. He said this one is up there for the W's.
This is up there for all time. This is up there. To be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I had Sean, Liam, and Zach Robinson help me study since I landed. Didn't think it was going to play out like this, but I am sure happy we covered the two-minute operation. My goodness.
I mean, Baker Mayfield's career in the NFL outside of that one stretch for the Browns 2 years ago when he was actually healthy, what else would be his biggest win? I think his first career game, if I'm correct, might have been against the New York Jets. It was a victory. Like, what, going to the playoffs? I'm sorry, Jack?
Yeah, I was saying that victory also came on Thursday Night Football, ironically enough. So it's a little bit of a deja vu situation here.
Yeah, that was the opening game of his career. It was Thursday Night Football. And so, yeah, Baker Mayfield, there's not too much that he can go out there and hang his hat on. And God only knows what the rest of his tenure looks like with the Rams. We don't know if this is it for the year. We have no idea what he looks like next year. But for the remainder of this season, of which I presume and assume he will be the starter the rest of the way, make the most of it. Because he is now down to 4 more games to make some type of impact where he is desirable to someone for next season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the scores. We're going to talk about the game. And we're going to hear from more of its participants on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.